it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it. Start it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, flip it, crack it, drop it.
Merry Christmas, everyone! We hope you had a happy holiday and Guzu Sabu to all you celebrating this very first day of Kwanzaa. That's right. First day of Kwanzaa, boys and girls. This is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you're listening to That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. Did I say that right? Did I sound excited enough? Try it for me. News. Do it, Chris. And that would be a balls, ladies and gentlemen. On today's festive and seasonally appropriate episode of That Computer Show, we're going to talk about how Santa and NORAD fit together like Forrest and Ginny.
And how Santa and NORAD hate some Linux.
Fly, Santa, fly. What?
Only on Windows.
Oh, the tracking thing doesn't work in Linux?
Nope.
Oh, it's not Santa's fault. And the perfect Christmas gift after Christmas, a cell phone that also acts as a razor.
I used my cell phone as a razor this morning.
You shaved with it? It's kind of a patchy job, I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
You look like a...
Well, I...
You look like a Sasquatch that got in a fight with a hedger trimmer and lost.
battery ran dead halfway through.
Oh.
As most cell phones do.
I'm kidding. He doesn't really look like a... I don't even know what I just said. Oh, and... Okay, this is really important, actually. If you're a student, you only have days left to get Windows 7 for $29.95 U.S. dollars. Win 741 for the win. We'll talk about that. You can get it for $30, man. Can't beat that with a stick, because you'd get arrested for violence. And is HP racist?
I watched the video. I think so.
Yeah. Our commentary on Desi's blackness and Wanda's whiteness. What are we talking about? Keep listening to find out on today's episode 118 of That Computer Show. Bing! What was that?
You actually talked in the mic that time.
Oh, because your thumb... Is your thumb broken?
I have hitchhiker's thumb.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
Okay. So, now where are we? Okay, yeah, NORAD. It was Christmas yesterday, right?
All over the world.
Yeah. There are some places. Anyway, apparently, because of a snafu from Sears years ago, NORAD tracks Santa's flight through the world.
It's 95, I think it was?
I thought it was earlier than that. But yeah, basically there was an ad. There was a Sears ad, and they got the phone number wrong, and instead of calling Santa, kids were calling the soon-to-be chief of NORAD control.
He had a good sense of humor and went along with it, though.
Yeah, so ever since then, NORAD has been tracking Santa's flight. And if you go to www.noradsanta.org, you can actually track Santa's flight with NORAD. Now, granted, he's done. He's like eating a turkey or something. Now he's chilling, watching the game, having a bud. You remember that commercial? The True commercials? No?
Yeah. I tried to track Santa on my notebook, and it said, "Sorry, the Google Earth plugin is not supported on your browser or platform."
Wow, really?
Yeah. You should need a plugin to track Santa. You didn't last year, and year before that, and I don't know, for the past 15 years.
Well, that's Google Earth, right?
No, it's a 3D tracking for Santa plugin that's, I don't know.
Weird. Okay, well...
I wanted that for Christmas. Thanks, guys.
You're just a Scrooge, dude.
Ah, bah, humbug. No, wow. I actually had a pretty good Christmas.
Yeah? I did, too. I got a George Foreman grill.
I got a gaming mouse. I'm going to enjoy that.
Cool. Okay, so I want to talk about the perfect Christmas gift.
Oh.
So. Yeah. A
little more caffeine there, buddy. Okay, so I do want to talk about this. This is the coolest, actually it's kind of the stupidest gift I've seen. It is a cell phone razor.
Yeah.
It's
on a device, right?
Yeah, checking this from device, and... there's some inconsistencies.
Why is the guy's eyes all pixelated in both photos?
That I don't understand.
And it's obviously an American or a Eastern European, Western European guy there with really, really short hair. But all the text and everything is written in, I imagine that's Korean.
No, I believe it's Chinese.
Really?
Actually, yeah, that's Chinese. It's interesting, though, because...
I can't tell the difference.
It's all Greek to me. But yeah, basically, now, what really should be noted is that this Razer phone also has a camera. You notice there's a little camera on it, which is nice. Because, you know, what good is a Razer...
My thing is, though, I always...
Without a camera.
I always rinse the Razer off in the sink.
Well, I always rinse my phone off in the sink, so, you know. That's weird.
It's like, yeah, can I borrow your phone? I need to dial... Ooh, what is this? Is this hair on the 3?
Yeah.
Nope, I'm going to say no. On the cell phone. Now, Clone 90 and I had an alternate cell phone idea today. It was just equally as cool, though. Yes. It's a phone with a taser ringtone.
I think this is quite possibly the stupidest idea I've heard all day.
And I feel good about that.
I mean, okay, it has a taser ringtone.
Yes.
So it's like, oh, look, somebody... he's called me.
Exactly. So don't call me, bro. Don't call me, bro.
Don't call me, bro. Don't tase me. That's wrong, dude.
Okay.
So, back to stuff that people care about. All right. So, officially, the Razer cell phone is stupid.
Yep.
Almost as stupid as HP. Okay. Now, this is...
What? The spot you would put them.
Do you remember the Microsoft Word debacle, eye for eye? Remember them?
Yeah, vaguely.
So they lost the appeal. They got to alter Word. And they got days to do it.
They have to alter Word?
Microsoft Word?
Yeah, what do they have to do to it?
Well, they have to take all that code out of it that makes it do customized XML.
Why?
Because they lost the case and the appeal. They have until January 11th. So, existing copies of Word are not affected by the court's decision, but any copies of Microsoft Word 2007 or Office 2007 sold after January 11th, 2010 will not contain an XML editor. So,
interesting.
Yep.
So how does that make you feel about your Christmas, Leviticus? Your mic is dead.
I had pie. Oh, there you go. That was nice right there. Wow. You just popped both my ears. Felt really good.
Good. I had pie. It was good.
Yeah, did you? I had pie last night.
Pecan pie. You know.
Lemon pie.
Mm.
Yeah. Wow, really, guys? Both of you turned your noses up?
I don't like lemon pie.
I do.
It's Christmas. You have pecan pie, pumpkin pie, cherry pie, apple pie.
I had pumpkin at Thanksgiving. I didn't want pumpkin again.
Nah.
Yeah. I don't know. What are we talking about right now? Okay. I want to talk about HP being racist. I'm really excited about this. You saw the thing. Okay. You go to device.com. HP has a new MediaSmart PC with a webcam that has facial recognition.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So a video has come out on YouTube, of course, where this very nice gentleman has... It didn't work for him. And he claims it didn't work for him because of the color of his skin.
Yeah.
Now, the guy's funny. I like... Desi seems like a really nice guy. Basically, the camera is supposed to track your face. Move around, you know, keep you in the center of the picture. But for Desi, the gentleman in the video, it doesn't work.
It's in there.
Can you hear?
Yeah. Oh, no. Yep. No face recognition anymore, buddy.
All right.
I'm going on record now saying it. Hewlett Packard computers are racist.
That's Desi.
he's making that claim.
Desi says it.
His white coworker, man, the camera works fine for her. It just tracks all over her face. But Desi moves into the screen. He moves away from the mic to breathe, and suddenly the camera's just like, "Quick, don't move. Desi's here." So,
yeah, it obviously is just an issue with they didn't test it on a person with a dark complexion.
See, I'm gonna go so far as to say it's not that so much as it is the lighting conditions. They're in a computer store with really, really, really harsh.
How is that any different, though, than having your computer in the living room and the kitchen behind you? I mean, these lighting conditions are going to be...
Well, I mean, that's... Yeah.
Pretty... You have wildly different lighting conditions in a home.
So, if anything,
You need to blame the Desi's gaffer for not setting appropriate lighting, because we all know.
Well, if you read the comments on Crunch Gear, where the story originated, there are several people who have the same setup, and it's interesting. One gentleman says that it's not tracking the black guy, because the white guy had the same problem. It won't follow him, but it follows his wife around fine.
Oh, so he only likes women.
It may be a gender issue.
Oh.
So he went down to Radio Shack and bought a gender changer, fixed his problem.
That's funny. That's really cute. Whap, 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 whap. No, but yeah, I mean, HP responded to this. Apparently they felt compelled, because I'm pretty sure Desi is making a joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, all of this is in lighthearted fun.
Yeah, but HP was like, it's because of the... Okay, this is the quote. The technology we use is built on standard algorithms that measure the difference in intensity of contrast between the eyes and the upper cheek and nose. We believe that the camera might have difficulty, quote, seeing, unquote, contrast in conditions where there is insufficient foreground lighting. So basically, if somebody backlit, if somebody gave good foreground lighting to Desi, if he had a makeup person, then it would work fine. I would love to get my hands on one of these and test it here at the store, but I guess one of the other suppositions is maybe that HP only tested it with pasty-skinned geeks.
That's one of the lines there, yeah.
Which is possible, real possible. But so if you buy an HP Media Smart, just be real careful. You might hurt somebody's feelings. So get good lighting. That's the moral of this story, really. It's all about the lighting. Oh, you're looking at me like I'm crazy. All I'm saying, lighting, man, you can do a lot with lighting. But go to device.com. It is a kind of funny video. Now, honestly, I'm going to say that this is kind of stupid and useless. I don't know. Well, no. Okay, I take that back. Face tracking, why?
Stupid and useless?
No, I said I take it back. Oh, you're talking about the GIF thing?
Yeah, animated GIFs.
Yeah, choosing mothers, choose GIF.
As a file format.
As a file format, yeah.
Do you remember animated GIFs?
Yeah, the flashing email icon.
Oh man, how could I forget? The dancing squirrel and all the different smiley faces jumping around. Ugh, it made the web very tacky in the late 90s. It's turned into its own art form, however, now. People using the file format to display some pretty interesting things. If you go to device.com, there is an actual gallery. Where they're showing off some pretty interesting animated GIFs. So, I'd like to link that. Some of them will hypnotize you and make you want to drink Ball's energy drink.
Thank you for clarifying.
And some will probably just give you a headache.
Did you know that people in space like sushi?
Last time I checked, there was not a source of fresh fish in space. So
it's fairly expensive to ship. But it's doable.
But you're not really supposed to freeze, sashimi grade fish.
I didn't say that. Okay. Again, from Device, we're getting all of our Device news out of the way. When Expedition 22 launched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, it carried not only three astronauts designed for the designated.
It's
on their way to the International Space Station. But raw seafood as well. Apparently, that's what happens when you train a trio of astronauts in Japan. They turn into sushi nuts. Luckily, one of the astronauts is a capable sushi chef. Blah, 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 blah. We had training in Japan. Blah, blah, blah. Sushi. Basically, this guy is going to make sushi for his friends up in space. This may very well be the first outer space sushi restaurant. I wonder what they're going to have. You think I have some tuna? Obviously, that's kind of an obvious thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. I don't know. I might get sushi tonight. That sounds kind of good.
Pardon me.
Oh, bless you. Wow. Wow. Yeah, hopefully it'll stay fresh and not kill them. Because I'd hate to get food poisoning in space. And with that, you take that Red Ryder BB gun and go out for a spin while we take a break to prepare for segment two of That Computer Show. Don't shoot your eye out. That Computer Show is powered this week yet again by Liquid Ice, now endorsed by DOS, not the operating system,
but one of our gamers. Yes, his name is Doss. I'm wondering if he has a brother named Mac. You think?
Or Buddy.
Stay tuned. That computer show. We'll be right back.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni, the delicious break from potatoes, now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online.
Hot dog, Armor hot dog. What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dog? On the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
Bernie Gowdy, and I lost more than 80 pounds using Watermark Hypnosis, right here in Columbia. I tried a lot of diets over the years and lost some weight, but I just gained it all back. Then I needed knee surgery, but my doctor said I had to lose weight first. I had a size 46 waist when I went to Watermark. Now I'm down to a size 34. The hypnotist at Watermark taught me what and when to eat. For the first time, I completely understood my binge eating, and they helped me change my habits. I have no question that I can reach my goal weight and stay there. Losing weight through Watermark Hypnosis has also made me healthier. I sleep better, and I take less asthma medicine now. I had my knee surgery and even used hypnosis to alleviate pain afterward. Watermark Hypnosis works.
It really does. Call Watermark today at 750-2000 for your free consultation. Lose weight and feel better today. Call 750-2000 on the web at watermarkcolumbia.com.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. If you ask me, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-O-G-N-A.
The Vatican unveils its new Pope signal. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. The Vatican threw the switch today on its new laser-sighted Pope signal, flooding the Italian night sky with a flashing profile of His Holiness Pope John Paul II. The signal will be used whenever the police commissioner in Rome needs to contact the Pope for emergency crime fighting. Once the signal was activated, the Pope appeared, swooping through the air, his majestic cape billowing in the wind. He then heroically excommunicated the Joker. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News. Pick up the Onion at your newsstand or visit theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it. Throw it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it.
Okay, we are back with more That Computer Show. You're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast from the Blue Room at That Computer Store. And oh, look. Look at my horse. My horse is a... What the hell?
Sorry. My mic... I had to move my mic closer to me so that I could...
So he could
breathe.
Yeah. As I was saying, look at my horse. My horse is amazing. That thing is taking the store by storm. It's awesome. Okay, so in related Pope news...
Pope news?
I like that. He excommunicated the Joker. That's the... The Pope...
Do what now?
The Pope excommunicated... It was the Onion Radio News. Anyway, the Pope was apparently attacked during Christmas Mass. I'm watching these YouTube videos, and, man, Pope was beat down. Basically, he's doing the procession for Christmas Mass. I'm guessing Midnight Mass. And this lady in a red hoodie comes out of nowhere, jumps a dude, and creams the Pope. Just takes him down. And the Pope special service guys, they're like superheroes. They swooped in, man. They were faster than George Bush dodging a shoe. They move quick. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go on to the internets. It's this thing. You can look at stuff. It's cool. Just Google Pope attacked and Christmas. And there are so many videos of the Pope getting creamed.
Do we understand why the woman attacked him?
There are conflicting reports. Some people say that she's a Satanist. Some people say that she's crazy. Some people say that she's a crazy Satanist. Some people said that she just had the audacity to wear a Snuggie to Midnight Mass and couldn't take it anymore. It kind of looks like a Snuggie that she's got on. I think it's just a red hoodie.
What if she just didn't like the Pope?
You know, I really don't like a lot of people.
He's a creepy old man.
You know, but I don't like a lot of people. And let me just say, the views expressed by Chris are not necessarily the views of That Computer Store.
Have you seen this man smile?
I'm just saying.
It's like, but it's creepy. It's like Emperor Palpatine cracking a joke.
For the record, I'm Catholic, and Chris is going to hell. That's all I'm saying. But in seriousness, they don't know why.
They could have picked a better spokesman. I mean, honestly, they should have had. Instead of American Idol, it's Who Wants to Be the Next Pope.
You realize we're going to get
vote him in
by the Catholic Church now because of you. You realize that?
No,
right?
This is a great idea.
I'm pretty sure that I'm going to have to slash Chris's tires. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to get contacted by my priest, and he's going to say, Stephen, you know, the Christian thing to do is to turn the other cheek as you're roundhouse kicking him. Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to sell my plan. The Christian church can have the rights to that.
Oh my God.
It'll be awesome.
You are in so much trouble right now. Let's move on before somebody attacks you.
It's ratings heaven. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Oh, your poor soul. Okay, I wanted to talk about this earlier. Windows 7 is out, and you may have heard us talk about it once or 12,000 times. We like it. It's really cool. But the downside is, if you don't have it, you got to pay for it, and it's $130, $140, right? So Microsoft, in the season of sharing and giving, because they're so kind-hearted, we know, you know, truly a humanitarian organization.
Wow, it's getting deep in here.
They're giving it away for $30 if you're a student. Basically, if you go to www.win741, that's W-I-N, like Kyle is full of win, the number 7, the number 4, the number 1.com, put in your university email address, and you can get it for $30. You can get Windows Home Premium. You can get Windows Pro. You can download it right there, or you can download the CD. And, yeah, it's awesome. What's that? The number 7. No, it's not the number. Yeah, that's a really long domain name. But you got to hurry because it's only till the end of the year. You only have a few more days left. And then you are going to be punished for your laziness. I gotta stop popping. I got a lot of my peas pop. Peter Piper picked a pack of. Anyway, it's cool stuff. I had everybody in my family during the Christmas holiday. They jumped on it because $30, can't go wrong.
There are the nieces and nephews.
There's like 20 million of them. Yeah. So
Your family spans such a large age range. It's funny, your nieces and nephews are about your age, so...
Yeah, some of them are getting close, yeah. But,
Do they call you Uncle Steven?
Not anymore. Only when they're mocking me. Yeah. So, did you hear about the potential terror attack on a Detroit-bound plane?
Was it like an M-80 or something, or a red... Was this Black Cat? Firecracker?
Are you being racist, like HP?
No, M-80? Are you not familiar with firecrackers?
You said black.
Yeah, Black Cat.
The guy's from Nigeria.
Okay.
Really? On the air?
They have fireworks in Nigeria.
I didn't say... Obviously they do, because this dude set one off and set his pants on fire. Okay. Now, I'm reading this from CNN, and actually, this article is interesting for two reasons. One, the content is interesting, but two, this comes from Romulus, Michigan.
Nice.
That's awesome. Captain, we're being hailed. What? Yeah, so the Romulans are reporting that a Nigerian man... Oh, that's awesome. What would Spock do? The Romulans are reporting a Nigerian man is, quote-unquote, talking a lot to the FBI. Says a senior U.S.
official. That was all that coffee he had on the first class.
After what the United States believes was an attempted terrorist attack on an inbound international flight. The initial impression is that the suspect was acting alone and did not have any formal connection to organized terrorist groups, said the official, who is familiar with the investigation. Basically, the suspect, 23-year-old Umar Farouk, Abdul Muttalab. Oh, yeah, that's easy, yeah. Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalab ignited a small explosive device Friday, shortly before a Northwest flight from Amsterdam. Oh, he was high. Okay. Landed at Detroit Metro Airport in Michigan. Passenger Jasper Scheringa. Oh, is this like the weird last name flight?
At least they're not like generic.
Yeah, John Smith. Basically, this gentleman in the cabin crew tackled this dude when he lit something on fire, and then his pants caught on fire.
What if he was just... You know, trying to light a cigarette or something. I mean,
it's illegal. If you smoke on a plane, you're a terrorist. You don't.
Well, they used to be able to smoke on planes
in like the 30s.
No,
in like the 60s and 70s.
I was on an airplane not too long ago that had a no smoking light.
They all have no smoking lights because the planes are all from the 30s.
Well, it would.
No, true.
Would turn off and you could smoke.
But you can't.
Well, not anymore.
That's part of the automated electronics.
You could like in like
the 30s.
No.
They stopped. Smoking went out with the 80s.
It was in the 90s.
Really, was it?
80s, 90s, something like that.
Yeah. It was. Dude, it was last century. That's all I'm going to say.
Basically, they said, you know, we know smoking gives you cancer, but, you know, cancer kills people, so we're going to, you know, basically stop the smoking on the airplanes.
You sound like, who's that car salesman on that movie? Hold on. When did smoking get banned on air? You know what's really awesome? If you go to Google, I went to Google the other night, and if you type "is," the search suggestion is Lady Gaga hermaphrodite? That's the first.
Actually, she is, but
well, but I mean, that's the first search suggestion.
It's better than "why won't."
What is "why won't"?
let's not talk about what "why won't."
Oh, now I'm gonna have to do it, Chris. Talk about something for a minute because, I'm gonna find out about this.
Oh, that's horrible.
What
it's
is?
Terrible. Why won't God heal amputees? That's just
that's what
awful.
That's what it is.
Yeah. What
changes every couple days? My friend reported, "Why won't my parakeet eat my diarrhea?"
That's just Kyle, wrong. You know we have this is a family show.
Hey man.
Mine is, "Why do men have nipples?" And then, "Why is my poop green?" Oh, "Why is my poop green?" That's what the second one... Actually, you know, when you eat a lot of pasta... we need to talk about something else. This is actually really cool news. Scientists create first functional molecular transistor. Do you know what this means? For the world? And stuff?
More pirates?
No, it has nothing to do with pirates, actually. Okay, nearly 62 years after researchers at Bell Labs demonstrated the first functional transistor. Chris, can you tell people what a transistor is?
It's a little switch.
Thank you, Chris. Scientists say
it's another major breakthrough.
Researchers showed the first functional transistor made from a single molecule. That's small, guys. Okay, basically, transistors right now are, you know, they're tiny. How big are they? Tiny?
Less than the width of a human hair.
They're small. That's small. But now...
Transistors now, I mean, if you were to try and look at the transistors rather, that are on the processor in your computer, they are... You would need a more powerful microscope than you could buy at Walmart to see them. They're extremely tiny.
Yeah, and
but
now...
They are made up of hundreds of thousands of molecules of silica and other chemicals to do what they need to do, but to get a transistor out of one molecule, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, basically, the ATI 4850 has, what, a billion transistors, something like that?
Yeah, it's...
It's like more than 10. And so this means that they're going to be able to get a billion more and a lot more than that and stuff. I'm not stoned.
I don't have the article up. Does it talk about heat and speed?
I'll give you the skinny. The transistor, which has a benzene molecule attached to gold contacts, could behave just like a silicon transistor. The molecule's different energy states can be manipulated by varying the voltage applied to it through the contacts. And by manipulating the energy states, researchers were able to control the current passing through it. I don't see anything in this little snippet about currents, but we will click the link and see what happens. And the story will continue, yeah.
I think I remember benzene being a pretty big molecule.
Well, I mean, you know, it ate a lot during the holidays, but it's going to go on a diet.
Like, benzene's huge.
Don't hate. Listen, man, come on. It's kind of self-conscious about its size. I don't see anything about the heat or anything like that.
I'm just curious because the advantage of a really small transistor is that you can pack them in tighter spaces, and also you can usually build circuits that can run at lower temperatures, mm-hmm. which is good, mm-hmm. And do the same amount of work. Mm-hmm. Also, you can make them do this work faster.
Mm.
So,
very interesting. Yeah,
that's if you buy a new processor and you sometimes see the fab process of, you know, 65 nanometers or 45 nanometers, the lower that number basically means that they're packing in all the transistors and all the circuits into the chip in a smaller space, allowing the chip to run cooler, do more work, and do it faster. So, typically.
I know why poop is green.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's actually not that freaky. It has to do with iron contents.
I was okay.
You know, when you eat food rich in iron...
Just pushing, you know. He
just Kanye'd you. I just got Kanye'd by poop.
So. Listen, man. It's on the internet. In the past 48 hours, I have only eaten Lucky Charms with soy milk, a bean burrito, two Diet Cokes, two Excedrin PMs, a pack of soy sausages, and a coffee. That is my normal diet. Okay, this dude's first problem.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. He has got a bigger problem than the color of his
fecal
matter.
But now my poop is totally green. Help. His problem...
Let me guess. I'm not even going to look at your screen, but this probably is something posted on Yahoo Answers or something.
Yeah, it is.
OMG.
Yeah. But,
if you want a quick laugh, go to Yahoo Answers and look through some of the questions that people ask.
The answer is actually really great.
Yeah, but some of these questions... I mean, all right. Some of these questions are posted by people that had to have enough intelligence to turn on a computer... to type in the address, and to start typing out this question in English. Yet some of the questions are so brainless as to just...
Okay, somebody went into Google. The second search term in Google on the word does is, does he like me?
Oh, gosh.
The fourth one is, does extends work?
So, Yanko Designs has got this neat little device that they're peddling. And... I don't know if you've seen this, Stephen. It's called the Light Recycler.
Yeah,
I'm going to get commercialed, aren't I?
You are, but you know, this was on Fifth Element. They use this. They used to use these things like in ancient whenever and stuff in Egypt and stuff.
It's a sticker basically, the little metallic dome on the top of it. Yeah. You stick it over an LED or a small light, and it's supposed to make it brighter.
We'll talk about this after the show.
Well, it's not much to talk about. It shouldn't work that way.
Yeah, it shouldn't. Okay, that's all for this segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. We'll be back after the break with more news of lights and green. I don't know.
Let's not.
Wow. Stay tuned. Sit tight. That Computer Show will be right back.
The big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O death. The Elka pudding gastery.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
tables for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
Welcome to a televised performance of the National Symphony. We'll be hearing Beethoven's Ninth, and the conductor, Shimizu Matsuoka, will be replaced by a relative newcomer, Curtis Jackson, also known as the rapper 50 Cent.
He says he's always loved the work of Beethoven and often thinks of him as a true OG. Kept so busy by his recording career, it hasn't felt up to trying this. But since he began drinking vitamin water Formula 50, he feels he's up to the task.
One more change, this one for the first viola chair, DJ Who Kid. Sounds like he's integrated his hit into club. Extraordinary. And now he's calling out the trombonist for a solo, which is
great. Hey, you don't have to be a man to love Man Witch. You don't have to be a witch either, it's true. You just have to love a fun, tasty dinner and wearing some of that dinner on you. Make tonight a Man Witch night.
Hi, I'm Dr. Frederick Mall, co-owner of Watermark Hypnosis. It's 2009 and we're celebrating our third anniversary in our location right here in Columbia's Vista. I started Watermark because hypnosis works. I lost 45 pounds and got rid of chronic back pain myself using hypnosis, and we're excited that our satisfied clients tell their friends and family about their successes.
Watermark hypnotists are nationally board certified and hypnosis instructors. They have the credentials and experience you can count on to succeed.
We're not an out-of-town act. We don't do a one-time show in a hotel room and then leave town the next day. We live here, and we're committed to seeing you succeed. You can rely on our professionalism and expertise.
Call Watermark today at 803-750-2000 for a free consultation. Watermark Hypnosis is the local name you can trust to help you lose weight, stop smoking, reduce stress, improve your golf or tennis game, and develop more positive, healthy habits. Call Watermark at 750-2000 or visit us on the web at watermarkcolumbia.com.
New Meow Mix from Purina. The cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best. Tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Ritalin cures the next Picasso. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Area 7-year-old Douglas Castellano's unbridled energy and creativity are no longer a problem thanks to the miracle drug Ritalin. Pediatrician Dr. Erwin Schrager.
This wonderful drug comes as a great relief after years of failed attempts to stop Douglas's uncontrollable bouts of creative self-expression.
Castellano's parents report that the formerly hyperactive boy no longer tries to draw all the time. He has settled down and is showing a healthy interest in television. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News. Pick up the Onion at your newsstand or visit theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, call it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it.
We are back with the third segment of That Computer Show. I was interested in this Santa thing. The tradition actually began in 1955. That's when the phone number was printed in an ad. Hey, kiddies, call me direct on my... What is it? On my telephone. Just dial me26681. Call me on my private phone, and I will talk to you personally anytime, day or night, or come in to visit me at Sears Toyland. Do you remember when Sears had toys? Like, kids' toys, not just
Sears?
Like,
I thought all they had was Craftsman tools and Kenmore appliances.
Well, now, yeah. And Liz Claiborne clothes and makeup, I think. But, man, I remember when Sears had toys, and the Sears toy catalog would come out, and I would be all kinds of excited.
Oh, wait, I do remember the Sears toy catalog.
Yeah, it was, because remember?
It was pages and pages and pages of stuff I couldn't have.
Yeah, basically, but they would do
but
cool
Mom,
stuff.
But
Mom! Yeah, like Kitty begging for pot pie, you can't have it. But they had, like, they would do, like, the Star Wars toys would be a big scene, and they would make all the action figures. It basically was the precursor to Robot Chicken, but in a Sears catalog. That you didn't want to wipe your butt with because it had awesome stuff in it, and it gave you ideas. So basically, NORAD's first Santa tracker was Colonel Harry Shoup, who died in March 14th of this year, actually. Basically, in 1955. Yeah. So... Anyway, that's interesting news that doesn't mean anything to anyone right now, so I'm going to shut up. All right, let's see. Anything else fun to talk about? Oh, Avatar. You saw Avatar last week, or a couple weeks ago, right?
Yes.
Okay. Kyle, have you seen Avatar? You're shaking your head no? I'm pretty sure I've got to fire you now. Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you need to go see Avatar. If you are a human being, and even if you're not, dogs, you're exempt because you're a dog. You're just going to lick yourself during the best parts, and that's no fun for anybody. But this movie's great, man. Chris, what was your best part about the movie, without ruining it for everybody listening right now?
I kind of like the fight scene at the end.
Yeah?
Yeah,
with the big one and the and
oh man, when you got like an 8.5 foot tall blue dude kicking like G.I. Joe's butt and he's in a mech.
Thanks guys, thanks. I don't want to see it anymore. Thanks.
Like it's like
when?
Okay, the G.I. Joe dude is
because we don't want to ruin like, it. We don't want to ruin
like,
it for anybody.
It's like an old Duke Nukem.
He kind of is. Yeah, he's like
He's like 60 something and he's like pumping iron. So he's like a cross between that guy that yells at you on the military channel. Cross between that and Arnold Schwarzenegger with gray hair. Well, Arnie's got gray hair, too. Sorry, Arnie. But...
Yeah.
Hair club for men. the fact that it took a human inside a robot machine. And also kind of like the fact that Sigourney Weaver was in this film,
she did a phenomenal. You know what I noticed? Did it not feel like a spiritual predecessor from a technology perspective to the Alien movies?
There's a lot of references to other sci-fi films in this movie, and it was done very well. The mechs are and Sigourney Weaver. There's a connection there. She. Instead of fighting against the aliens, she actually, you know...
Wait, don't... You can't tell. We don't want to ruin it for anybody.
Well, the premise of the movie is obvious. It's Avatar. You...
This guy, he's disabled. Because they tell this in the trailer. He's disabled. And he, through tech, the magics of technology, he's able to take over the body of one of these aliens on this planet called Pandora.
But one that they grew in a test tube.
Yeah, but... So, no foreshadowing there that they're on a planet called Pandora... Basically, the planet plays all the music that you like to hear. It's kind of cool, but the planet, it's. I don't want to ruin the movie, but you really need to go see it. Now, I'm going to say that I saw it in 3D and I really enjoyed it, but surprisingly enough, I think that the movie would be excellent in 2D as well. It does not rely on 3D to tell the story. In fact, after about 5 or 10 minutes, you kind of just forget that it's 3D, and you just your brain accepts it. Not like Beowulf. Remember the Beowulf cartoon where they would use gimmicks like a sword coming right at your face. You know, the cheesy obligatory 3D effects.
There was like Jaws in 3D. Remember that?
Yeah. Like really bad. Really few of those. But what really got me, and I thought I was maybe retarded until I noticed other people in the theater doing it. A lot of this takes place in a jungle, and there's insects all over the place, flies and stuff like that. you haven't seen it in 3D. I found myself moving out of the way and swatting at bugs. I'm right in the mic, I'm sorry. That weren't really there. And I felt really foolish until I saw other people doing it too. And I thought that the level of immersion was fantastic. But the movie itself, I thought was excellent. That and Charlie Sheen has been arrested in Aspen for charges of domestic assault.
Typical. Well,
is that typical? I thought he was a nice guy.
They always say that.
True. Mm. Wait, you always say. Never mind.
So we have movies in the theater in HD, and I'm sorry, in 3D.
All right.
It seems that HDTV was the big leap in the 90s, and it's just now becoming widespread. Now the next big leap is 3D. So you're going to have 3D TVs in your living room, and they are saying that the 3D glasses for HDTV are going to cost about $75 for a pair of these glasses.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm sure the price will come down as the 3D TV market expands. LG and a couple of other companies are producing 3D TVs that are going to be coming out at the later half of this year. Of 2010, rather. So we're going to start seeing 3D TVs in your living room by 2011, and it'll be the norm by 2013, they say.
Yeah, and they said that HD would be the norm by... HDTV started coming out
in the late 80s. HDTV's biggest problem wasn't the fact that we didn't have the technology for the TVs.
Yeah, it was the stations themselves being...
We had problems with the stations and the broadcasters not broadcasting content in HD... because they couldn't have the content protected. And the manufacturers of TVs wouldn't ramp up the production of HD TVs because the content wasn't there. The content wasn't there because there was no regulation on protecting it. There was no regulation on protecting it because there was no content. There was no content because
Well, and also, this is an interesting... interesting list. Years ago, the FCC gave out channel bans because HD requires more information than plain old broadcast television. So... The FCC gave out channels. It basically said, here's a bandwidth of channel data yumminess for you to put your HD. It's going to be awesome. This is going to be the future. It's great. Well, the TV stations found that they could either do that or they could have two TV stations because it's roughly twice the amount. So instead of putting out, an HD channel, they would put out two channels of crap, which is why there's nothing to watch on cable. Really, what it's all about. What are you doing? Leviticus is playing with the label, ladies and gentlemen. So, anyway, 3D... Now, is it going to use the same technology as existing, like the movies?
I believe so.
Because then I'm just going to bogart a pair of those glasses. Recycle my tail feathers. I'm going to just use it.
Mm.
Do you think... Is the production of 3D content higher than regular content?
I'm not certain. I know that it would require an extra camera when you're shooting. You do shoot with two cameras if you're shooting live. If your entire film is in CG, then no, you just render from two different virtual camera angles. But if you are filming in live, you would need two cameras to
How
do
much
so.
Did Avatar cost? I want to look this up real
it
quick.
It cost me $9.50 to go see it.
I paid $13.
Which is entirely too much to go see a movie. For $13, you can buy the DVD.
Yeah. How much did the world's largest pumpkin weigh?
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
The things that people ask Google.
How much did Avatar cost to make? Did Avatar really cost $500 million to make? James Cameron and his crew have reportedly said that the budget for Avatar was $230 million, but after tallying up the marketing campaign and Cameron's own personal contributions, the movie's cost will be around $500 million.
That's a lot of dough for a film.
I wonder how much it made. Let's look that up on Google. You can find really anything on Google. How much did Avatar make opening weekend? That's my... I'm typing something in.
So, on a different subject.
Go ahead. 27 million opening day.
At that computer store, we have lots of gamers that come in and play. Overwhelming majority of those gamers are guys. We do have some female gamers that come in and play. But Scientific American is reporting on a study published this month in the Journal of Communication, which found that women who engage in role-playing games actually commit more time on average than male players do.
I believe that.
Women gamers are more hardcore than their male counterparts, it seems.
Well, in that specific arena...
In role-playing games and things like that, yes.
Like first-person shooter stuff.
One of the funniest comments, I found this on Slashdot, and I'm looking at the comment, and the comment here, the first one, is, "Have you ever been in a store with a girl? It's like raiding, grinding, and looting all at the same time, and some innocent low-leveler always gets killed. And when the correct time comes, they stab you in your back and run away with your epic loot." So...
Wow, bitter much?
Yeah, poor guy.
Hmm. Interesting. We got 4 minutes left. Leviticus, are you all right? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, fortunately you can't see what's going on in the studio. Our sound engineer has taken a Vitamin Water Multi-V label and affixed it to his face, Snake Eyes style.
Yeah.
He looks stupider than you can imagine. I'm pretty sure his parents are embarrassed right now. I'm just going to say. Did you know? Oh, did you hear about the holiday DDoS attacks?
I saw something about that, but I skimmed right over it.
Yeah, if you are shopping during the holidays, past couple days, a holiday denial-of-service attack targeted a West Coast DNS provider. Basically, if you found that you were having problems with your shopping online, it may be because... the evildoers were trying to keep you from being a capitalist. Yeah, that's right. It's the evildoers. Do we even talk about the evildoers anymore? Or is that pretty much gone now that Bush is out of office and Obama's in?
The nation is trying to quietly forget about that Bush ever happened. So
evildoers.
There's going to be a cover up on a massive scale. We're just going to the last 8 years.
Really funny Super Mario Brothers live action thing on YouTube. And as Mario is running through the city and it was all live action, and Bowser was chasing him, they passed by Obama giving a speech. It was really funny. It's on YouTube. yeah.
So if you had a BlackBerry...
They want me to take your picture. Keep talking, Chris.
If you had a BlackBerry, you may have had an outage here recently. It appears they're back up and running, but for a short period of time, the entire BlackBerry network just shut down. Every bit of it. Email, web, everything.
What happened? Why?
I'm trying to decipher, but... apparently the page won't load. I don't know if it's the DDoS or if the page that I had for the BlackBerry outage information is out itself. So
wow, they got hacked by the evildoers.
They had a network problem, and it seems I've got the text here now. A degradation of RIM BlackBerry services from December 22nd. And I think it lasted about 6 to 8 hours, but no email, nothing. The entire network was down. So
wow, all your base are belong to them.
Yeah, same thing kind of happened to me when I went to my girlfriend's parents' house. She lives in one of those black holes where there's absolutely no cell phone service in her neighborhood whatsoever.
Oh wow, yeah.
You have to go outside and make a phone call.
Yeah, or on the roof, like at the farm. You don't have to do that anymore. We're actually starting to get service.
What are you doing on the roof?
I'm trying to get my email. All right, kiddies, that is all for this episode of That Computer Show. Now it is time to get our game on post-holiday style. We'll be back next year with more of That Computer Show, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard. Did you get that? Next year? Because this is the last show of the year. Aren't you lucky? Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Look us up at TCS Joe. Tweet with us and join in on the fun. Until next week and next year, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you've been listening to That Computer Show.